This music lay untouched and unheard for over half a century, covered with the dust of World War II and the tragedies of the Holocaust. 55 years later, Kenneth Woods and England's Orchestra of the Swan took it out, dusted off those cobwebs, and shone some sunlight on it. This is Performance Today from APM, American Public Media. I'm Valerie Kaler in for Fred Child. Coming up this hour, the Symphony No. 3 by Hans Gall, a Jewish composer who escaped from Germany when Hitler came to power. We'll hear it from a concert in Stratford-upon-Avon in England. And the timeless music of Arvo Pärt, a gorgeous choral work from the ancient cathedral in Worcester, England. You can give us a call on the PT Listener Hotline, 866-943-4450, or you can join the conversation on the PT page on Facebook. In just a moment, a performance of a symphony that hadn't been heard in 55 years. You're listening to Performance Today from APM. We are about to hear a piece that hadn't been heard in 55 years as British conductor Kenneth Woods and the Orchestra of the Swan resurrect the Symphony No. 3 by Hans Gall. Gall was born in 1890 in Austria, and he gradually gained some popularity as an opera composer. In 1929, he was appointed to the prestigious position of director of the Music Conservatory in Mainz, Germany. Just 4 years later, Adolf Hitler rose to power, which was bad for Hans Gall. He was Jewish. In 1933, Gall received a letter from the authorities with just one line: "I hereby suspend you with immediate effect." Gall apparently didn't take the time to pack up his office or collect his manuscripts. According to a secretary, he just picked up his hat and left. He and his family fled to Edinburgh, Scotland, and that's where he lived for the rest of his life. But in a small triumph, he often returned to Vienna after the war to conduct the Vienna Radio Symphony Orchestra. And they gave the premiere of his Symphony No. 3 in 1954 in a live radio broadcast. And then the piece languished for the next 55 years. Nobody played it until Kenneth Woods brought it to the Orchestra of the Swan in England. Let's go to Stratford-upon-Avon to hear their most recent performance of Hans Gall's Symphony No. 3 from a concert last season.
Thank you.
A piece that didn't see the light of day for over 50 years. The Symphony No. 3 by Hans Galb, an Austrian composer somewhat forgotten in the latter half of the 20th century. The orchestra of the Swan was led by Kenneth Woods, and they gave that performance at Civic Hall in Stratford-upon-Avon in England. Performance Today is the only place to hear much of the music that we feature on the show. If you'd like to hear it again, go to our website, performancetoday.org. Our staff here at PT is senior producer Von Ormseth and producers Suzanne Schaefer and Chris Danforth, associate producer Jeff Bina, and assistant producer Kate Samier, with writing and production help from Christine Sweet. The managing producer of national programs at APM is Brad Althoff. I'm Valerie Kaler. This is Performance Today from APM American Public Media.